With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Gogebic, Iron, and Vilas counties will be under a red flag warning from noon until 9 p.m. today. That means any spark of fire could quickly spread and become a wildfire. Catherine Cooley is the Wisconsin DNR Wildfire Prevention Specialist. She says the risk for fires will remain high until the region receives significant rain and trees leaf out.
Certainly here in the Northwoods, we are entering a very critical time. Our vegetation is very, very dry. We're at its lowest point. We're starting to see some historical low moisture levels. So that is pushing our fire danger quite elevated going into the weekend.
More than 450 wildfires have burned about 800 acres in Wisconsin so far this year. People burning debris is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin.
Number one thing right now is to avoid any burning over the next 24, 48 hours. It's really important to check any burns that have occurred in the last couple of days as well. We tend to see, you know, embers kind of hiding in campfire pits or burn piles. And with these conditions, we anticipate that burns from previous days could escape and cause a wildfire as well.
In anticipation of the high fire risk today and tomorrow, the DNR has moved resources into the northern portion of the state to help with response times. As northern Wisconsin experiences critical fire weather, Xcel Energy announced it's using a new tool to monitor wildfires. The utility company installed AI wildfire detection cameras in 9 locations in northwestern Wisconsin, including Mercer and Manitowish Waters. WXBR's Katie Thorson reports.
Pano AI wildfire detection cameras use artificial intelligence-driven smoke detection to continuously scan for smoke. While new to Wisconsin, the cameras have been used out west where wildfires are larger and more destructive. They've led to early detections and therefore earlier responses to wildfires, especially in remote areas. Brian Elmwood is the regional vice president for Xcel Energy.
We know that wildfires continue to evolve and continue to be an increasing threat here in the Midwest as well. We have seen great success by installing these Pano AI cameras in our utility areas out west and bringing them to Wisconsin as that wildfire risk continues to grow. It provides another layer of awareness in our wildfire mitigation efforts in order to help prevent any widespread wildfire spread in the areas that we serve in northwestern Wisconsin.
Elwood says Xcel invested in the cameras to help limit damage wildfires can cause. Fire departments, meteorologists, communication centers, and the Wisconsin DNR can use the system to coordinate wildfire response. The Wisconsin DNR says the cameras alerted it to a fire earlier this season in the western part of the state before any people had called it in. Xcel plans to install more of these cameras this year in areas where there is a higher risk of wildfires near the company's power lines. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Wisconsin ranked at number one in the country for the number of prescription drugs it turned in during the spring drug take-back collection. The Wisconsin Attorney General's office says people in the state have turned in 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications this spring. This is the 10th consecutive drug take-back collection that Wisconsin has been number one in the nation for the most medications collected. Turning in old drugs ensures they are disposed of properly and prevents the risk they might be abused. Wisconsin has over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes available at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Tribal colleges and universities founded to serve Native American students across America could face crippling federal budget cuts under the Trump administration's proposed 2027 budget. Eric Galatis has more.
Education officials warned that if the budget is approved by Congress, schools would be forced to close within a year. Cheryl Crazy Bull, president and CEO of the Denver-based American Indian College Fund, says the proposed cuts do not align with the administration's priorities to support rural America and expand access to higher education. She notes most tribal colleges and universities are in rural areas and serve entire communities.
Farmers and ranchers, small businesses, they're training teachers, they're training healthcare workers. They're actually training a lot of agriculture workers, so they're doing a lot of things that shore up rural communities.
This is the second budget proposed by the Trump administration that called for cutting funding for tribal colleges and universities, or TCUs, which have traditionally had strong bipartisan support. The administration has argued that cuts to social programs, including education, are necessary to eliminate fraud and waste and to shrink the size of the federal government. I'm Eric Galatis.
Green Bay Packer fans will need a Netflix subscription to see the team play on Thanksgiving Eve. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin recently introduced the For the Fans Act. It's meant to ensure local fans always have a free live option for watching their home state teams play. Baldwin says the NFL is asking Wisconsinites to spend their hard-earned money on another streaming service. She says the For the Fans Act would stop the exact scenario being seen with the Packers on Thanksgiving Eve. The proposal would require free viewing access for local fans and end blackouts on league-owned streaming services. The U.S. House approved year-round sales of up to 15% ethanol gasoline blends, or E15, Wednesday. The bill now heads to the Senate. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports.
Legislators in support of the bill say greater E15 availability could boost the farm economy and give consumers cheaper options at the gas pump. Nebraska Representative Adrian Smith introduced the bill.
Stronger markets are what we need. We know that, you know, crop prices have been pretty painful lately, and producers are feeling that pain. And this is a way to grow markets rather than look for assistance from the federal government in the form of monetary assistance.
Debate crossed both sides of the political aisle, as some legislators worry ethanol would pull business away from small oil refineries and require costly renewable fuel blending. House lawmakers removed the E15 provisions from the Farm Bill, which is also moving to the Senate. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.